The Democrat-majority-led U.S. House of Representatives has started debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Her statement comes a week after the president called her out at a rally before the Capitol protest, urging supporters to get rid of weak lawmakers.
The Liz Cheneys of the world.
While fellow Republican Andy Biggs is blasting Cheney.
She should resign her position as a conference chair.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's praising her.
Sister Hurd should be honoring the oath of office.
Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition, punishable by up to 20 years in prison. A Jordanian court handed out heavy prison terms Wednesday to 11 people convicted of joining the Islamic State group and of planning attacks against churches and security personnel in the kingdom. Three of the defendants were sentenced in absentia after traveling to Afghanistan in 2019 to join the group in its fight against U.S. forces and the Taliban. They had stayed in touch with the other eight who had been arrested ahead of planned attacks in Jordan under the banner of IS. The eight defendants present in court today, Wednesday, were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years, while those who were in Afghanistan were handed terms of 9 years. This is VOA News. Britain's prime minister says the coronavirus vaccine program will operate around the clock 7 days a week as soon as possible. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Boris Johnson says at the moment the limit is on supply of the vaccines rather than on the ability of the country's health service to deliver jabs quickly. The push to inoculate millions comes as a more contagious variant of COVID-19 is sweeping across Britain and driving hospitals to their breaking points. The government has set a goal of delivering the first vaccine doses to everyone over 70, as well as frontline healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and anyone whose health makes them especially vulnerable to the virus by the middle of February. That's more than 15 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Scotland will tighten its lockdown measures to restrict non-essential retailers from offering, quote, click and collect, end quote, services and limit how takeaway food and drink can be sold starting Friday, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said. A national lockdown was announced for mainland Scotland January 4th, shortly before the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced similar measures for England. Sturgeon said a rapid increase of cases caused by a new variant of the coronavirus appeared to be slowing down, but said it was not an indication that it was safe to ease lockdown. A French court has launched an investigation into Justice Minister Eric Dupond-Moretti for alleged conflict of interest relating to his time as a lawyer, prosecutors told AFP Wednesday. The Court of the Republic, which deals with cases involving suspected misconduct by sitting cabinet members, launched the probe following complaints by an anti-corruption association and three magistrates' unions. The allegations center on an administrative investigation ordered by Dupond-Moretti against three prosecutors working at the Financial Crimes Prosecutor's Office. Britain must secure the smoothest possible access to European markets for its seafood supplies due to their perishable nature, Cabinet Officer Minister Michael Gove said Wednesday. European customers have started rejecting Scottish seafood after post-Brexit bureaucracy added days to their delivery times, causing angst amongst fishermen who now cannot sell their goods into the bloc. Indian farmers burned copies of the government's new agricultural laws Wednesday, pressing on with their protest against the reforms, despite a decision by the Supreme Court to postpone implementation while their grievances are heard. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the outskirts of the capital for almost 2 months protesting. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.